pasuk tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, he spoke mibein shnei hakruvim. The makom that's identified as the makom that the word of Hashem came out from is mibein shnei hakruvim. And the kruvim, the Gemara tells us in Chagiga and Daf Yud Gimel, that the kruvim, the word kruv, means child. Kiruvia, shekein bebavel, kairin liyanuka ruvia. In Bavel, they call a child a ruvia. So kruvim are like children. And the sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came out, mibein shnei hakruvim. That's where it came out from. Why there? Why? What's the importance? What's the message to us about that unbelievable level of Hashras HaShchina, Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael, coming from that makom? It's interesting, I was thinking about this sugi a little bit because my shul started a major fundraiser this week. So, there's nobody, I've never heard anyone say that they enjoy fundraising. It's not that something people enjoy. And sometimes when things happen and you don't enjoy them, you start asking yourself, why does it have to be that way? So I started to ask myself, why does it have to be that way? Who invented this thing called fundraising? Then I realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. One second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu managed to bring 10 makos and split the sea. But when it came to build the Mishkan, he said, guys, could you spare a little zav v'chesef and a chayshes? I'm missing something here. There's something missing here that when it came to building a Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, or wanted to say, v'yikhuli. Now, Klal Yisrael, you have to pitch in now. It's clearly not because it's tiktzer yad Hashem. It's clearly not a limitation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's part. Li ha-chesef li ha-zov, Amar Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us, and He doesn't need our nedavos. So what is it exactly? What is this parsha? Many years ago, by Inshallah Shudis, Tavshin Nun Dalet, I think, Inshallah Shudis in Har Nof by Meir Rosh Hashiva, he showed us the sentences in Yedid Nefesh. And he showed us that the second to last one, we talk about our yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichsoif nichsafti liroi v'seferes u'zecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have such a burning desire, such a yearning, such a passion, such a taiva to experience you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liroi v'seferes u'zecha. And he said to us, only then, once we express our desire to be close to Hashem, can we then tell Hashem, Higolena, Ufrois Chavivi Olai Esukas Shleimecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please reveal yourself to us. Bring the Shechina down to us. Build the Beis HaMikdash. And he taught us then that the secret to Hashroes HaShechina, which we need so desperately, which we daven so consistently for, and which even in Gullus we could experience in our davening, in our learning, in our maisim, that level of hashgacha, of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes when we yearn for Him, when we are pining for Him, when we're misga'ageya, mishtoikek, misave, when we really, really are calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need you, I want you, I want to be close to you, I depend on your closeness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. Like a child. Like a child calling to their mother. Mothers are amazing in that mothers cannot restrain themselves from answering the call of a child. If you try to hold a mother back, you would do a better job holding back a truck if a mother's baby is crying for her. When a baby cries for its mother, when he's tzarech li'imai, the mother shows up. And when we cry for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up. And that's why the makom of the Dibur was Yotze Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us, when you are like a child, when you recognize your dependence upon me, and your yearning for me, and your need for me, then I will show up, then I will be there. And the whole parsha of Truma, we get distracted from the 13 things that they had to bring to the Mishkan. Those 13 things were just the pot. It wasn't the food in the pot. The keli, the vehicle, were the 13 things mentioned. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants was me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to want him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to need him. Yidvenu libay, kol nediv lev yivieha. Someone who's in a div lev should bring that heart, should bring his lev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what makes us zeicha to Asheras Hashchina. Sometimes we have our sedarim, we have our tefillos, we have our seder hayom, and what happens sometimes is slowly but surely, without realizing it, the spark, the fire, the passion starts to dim a little bit. And many of you, I'm sure, have felt this sometimes, that you'll show up to the same seder at the same time, with the same chavrusa, to a delicious sugya, and just not feel the fire. And Parshas Truma comes right in the middle of a winter's man to remind us to ignite that passion, to pay attention, to attend to that fire, to that passion, that need, that want, that yearning for Kirva Salikim, to realize that what we're doing here is not just academic. What we're doing here is the actual fire of the relationship between us and Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. We have an off Shabbos this Shabbos, and it's a perfect opportunity for this. It's a little bit, it's slight, a little bit of a disruption in our Seder. Take a little more time for ourselves. There's no shmooze tomorrow. Our regular Arab Shabbos shmooze we won't have. There's no Seder on Sunday. Take a weekend. There's no official yeshiva here on Shabbos. And take a weekend and recharge that fire. Come back with full energy. Come back ready to stoke the flames of that fire. And let's do it over this Shabbos, over the Shabbos of Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, over the Shabbos of Me'eis Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Libay. That's the way a Ben Torah looks at time off. A Ben Torah looks at time off as an opportunity to regather all of his koyach so he could come in fully ready and able to continue to light those fires. I do want to say goodbye to everyone. Be'ezer Hashem, on Sunday morning I'm going to be leaving to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to very, very much miss being here. There's no Seder on Sunday, so I won't miss being here on Sunday, but I'm going to miss starting on Monday. I do want to mention two bookends, though, that are very important. First of all, we're not going into this Shabbos without a fire of our own, and that is that the Mishmar is going to go on tonight. I am not going to be here. I have a family chasana that I'm heading out to right now, but Rav Dotan Arusi is going to be running the Mishmar tonight. And I want to say, it's very important, I want to mention that most of you who know who Rav Dotan is, you know that you should be there by that Mishmar, that you don't want to miss it. I wish that when I get someone to take over for me, I could also be there when that person is doing it. And if you don't know who Rav Dotan Arusi is, that itself is a kilkel that needs to be fixed. So you want to come to the Mishmar tonight. Trust me, you want to be here. So that's, first of all, we'll go into the Shabbos with that fire. And Be'ezer Hashem, when we come back on Monday and restart the Zman, we'll have an unbelievable Shabbos to look forward to. Rav Elbaz will be spending Shabbos here in Yeshiva. Take out your calendars and pencil in that you are not missing that Shabbos. Okay, if you've spent time with him, Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Okay, we are all beneficiaries of the spark, of the fire of Rav Elbaz. If there was ever a person to take us through that, reigniting the fires, it's him. Let's spend an awesome Shabbos. I'm going to be Shabbos in Yerushalayim. We'll have a competition. Okay? I will try to create a fire in Yerushalayim and try. We're inviting potential Talmidim of the Yeshiva to spend Shabbos with us. And we'll know that here in Queens, the fire continues and the fire grows with Rav Elbaz's Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos this week and a fiery Shabbos next week, Be'ezer Hashem.